One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Football, fighting, and full on nonsense. The Stephen Housen Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello, everybody. This is Stephen Housen. This is Ben Adams. This is the Stephen Housen Podcast. I've left the mic turned on over there. How is everybody doing this evening? I am running around like a motherfucker. So don't complain about people being late, me being late especially. I landed at 7. I had to go pick Jaden up. I had to go eat. I had to get the stream prepared and all the rest of that sort of stuff. So I think I've done pretty well to be here. I landed literally like 2.5 hours ago.
Dedication, that's professionalism.
I'm here for you guys. That's what I'm all about. You know what I'm saying? So, good evening, everybody. Hope everyone's having a good week. Smarter, son.
Got stiffed on a house.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The fucking estate agent's done us over. I know for a fact they did. Obviously, can't prove it. But they went with someone who offered a substantially amount more than us. Plus, they conveniently are taking the mortgage through them. And they already said to my missus, which is illegal by the way, if you come with us for your mortgage,
you'll get the house.
You're more likely to get that. But you can't prove it unless you record it and then you fucking hold them. But
you can't say shit.
Anyway, it is what it is. Move on. But yeah, that's been stressing me out all week. Just had like phone calls here, there and everywhere. But yeah, either way, it's done now.
Got another in the pipeline?
Nah.
No.
Nothing. Nah. So we're just going to chill. We was going to chill anyway, but then this one come. It's like, I don't know. Did I show you?
No,
it's like, it's 88 foot garden ad.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's the one.
Could take up javelin.
But yeah, the house weren't like overly big or nothing, but the garden was there and you think, not overlooked. Ideal location. Everything was on there, but it's just meant to be, man.
So what you're saying is someone did this to you? Bastard. That's not what someone did this to you.
Nah. Do you know what? I don't even think they did that. I think basically what happened is because they kept coming back saying, oh, you're going to raise your offer. So I said, right, that's it. And final offer. They said, come back and said, oh, this is a thing. So they go, oh, there's three of you. You've all got exactly the same offers and you're all in the exactly same position where you don't have to.
They're going to the market.
You don't have to sell to buy. I was like, really?
There's that many people that don't have to sell.
And I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, oh, it's a really strange situation. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you're just fucking talking shit to me. Yeah. But then, yeah, so basically I think they just said, well, the vendor said they're going to wait until by the end of the day, so can everyone get their free, they don't want a bidding war, free best and final offers, and then they'll take it from there. So I basically think they...
Did you put a pound on it?
Nah.
I don't go Arsene Wenger style?
I put it up a couple of quid, like, as in 3,000. But yeah, they could come, they said, I said, what time are you open to? Because I'm going to I'll have to ring you by the end of the day. So it's like 5:30. So I was like, all right, no worries. 4 o'clock, they're belling me out, leaving me voicemails. Can you ring me back? And it's like, oh, yeah, just the vendor wants to know. And I thought, bullshit, really, because they're waiting. They want us to give my offer so that they can go to the people that are going to then and say, look, this is what it's increased to. You increase it to that, you'll get a house.
Backers.
So I was like, they're like, oh, well. So
anyone who's not bought a house before, it's a fucking mare, isn't it? Like, it's a proper mare. Everything else is offer and acceptance. It shit takes so long. Yeah. People drag the fuck out.
It's not all estate agents. You know, some of them. If you want to know who it is, hit me up. I might tell you. Because I'm going to have to use them again, so I don't want to fucking back.
I've got a couple of bits of breaking news that's worth telling you. One is Dave's flight's been cancelled and he's stuck in Spain. And I'm not even kidding. Like, Dave's flight got cancelled like 10 minutes ago. I booked his flight for him, so it's on my app, it's on my EasyJet app, so I'm getting the updates and having to send them, so if I have to go on my phone in a bit, it's literally just to update so Dave about where the fuck he's going tonight, because obviously we only had a hotel till yesterday,
we
checked out of the hotel.
Oh, so is he not in the airport now then?
He's in the airport.
All right, well, he's all right.
But what do they do? Because I don't. I think like when you book a package holiday, that's when they box you off with like, oh, we'll take you to this hotel. But when you just booked a fucking, you know, a cheap flight.
Yeah, it depends how long is it going to be delayed for?
Till 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
What?
That's wank, innit?
Yeah,
that's proper wank.
Stay in a hotel.
Legendary 628 says, get more gifts. Right. I want more gifts. I fucking love gifts. I love gifts. The problem is, at the moment, since I got this little controller box thing to use the gifts and all that sort of shit, I ain't had time to preload any of this stuff. So we're stuck with those two for the minute. You're going to be seeing this one a little bit later on because we are sponsored by Superbrew and we will be talking about our Superbrew predictions for this weekend. I tried to do them while I was sitting in the airport lounge today to get ahead of it, but it wouldn't connect because it was in a different country. So I've
gone all out, me.
Do it. Have you? Well, we'll come to that in a second. What was the other thing that I need to say? But so yeah, Dave, tweet Dave. Should we get a hashtag going like pray for Dave or something like that? Or yeah. Get Dave a hotel or hooker, whatever. We'll get one of those going. But if anyone has anyone got any banging gifts that you want to send us, then hit me up on Twitter with them, and I'll put them in here. But I mean, I should have some time next week. Maybe sometime next week. Because yeah. But if you don't know where I've been, I've just been to Bilbao, and I tell you what,
I didn't actually know. I forgot. That's like, I was like, I seen some shit on Twitter. And I was like, oh, is he here now? I was like,
fucking
oh, no,
hell, shit, mess about you.
Yeah, I thought, fucking hell. I don't know why. I don't know when it was, to be fair, but I thought.
It did come around quick. It was just because.
That's why I texted you and said, have we got a podcast this week? Because yeah. I was like, is he coming back for it or what?
I was just on a whim. And I booked it before I even knew that the League Cup was going to be played. I just sort of looked at the calendar. I was like, yeah. Oh, that's a free week. There's a game then, I'm a fuck off. So that's what I did. And then I decided to just fucking bring Dave with us as well to help me do a bit of filming. So what I've done is, this is my first attempt at making...
That's me.
You couldn't come.
What do you mean I couldn't come?
I asked the Dark Destroyer if he wanted to come and he got ball busted around. And then I was chatting to him the other day. He goes, I thought it was October. He goes, might have been able to come if it's September. I was like, oh, you fucked in. Yeah, so maybe the next one. Might be good to get the next one. So the yes, the US office gifts are quality. I will give you that one. So
definitely can deny. So it's a large one.
So I've got a drone, and I killed it. It's over now.
You can only see
the no. I got the envelope to send it back in. I haven't sent it back yet because it came while I was away already. So yeah, I got a drone at weekend. I killed it at weekend by crashing it into the river. I wonder if I can preload that on here. Give me 2 seconds. Do you want to pull up your Superbrew predictions and start talking about them? I'll try and get this video because I think. Do you guys want to see it? Give me 100 likes if you want to see the footage of me crashing this drone. Is that fair?
So anyway, yeah, Superbrew. I thought, oh fucking hell. Go for it this week. I don't think I've done very well any week. Results are just.
I think I've had about 3.
Fucked me over.
Exactly. I've got the like the win, lose, or draw pretty well. Yeah. I think, but the exact results.
The exact
results.
Oh, exact results.
Especially with City's results last couple of weeks. Well, fucking insane.
That's why I've gone City.
6-0 or something.
almost. Yeah. So I've gone City home to Palace 7-0.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck it.
Well, why not?
Fuck it. Why not? Because I don't see Palace scoring a goal.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see last night? I got Theo, Antoine Griezmann's brother to
tweet us. Well, yeah, I texted you to say he's there because I've seen him tweet.
Yeah. And then we were standing outside and we was with this Spanish guy. He goes, this is where a lot of the players and the famous people will walk past on their way home. And then I said, oh, Antoine Griezmann's here. So I said, fuck it, should I just throw him a tweet? So I flung the guy a tweet and he fucking replied, didn't he? He said he was going back to Madrid.
Yeah, of course he is. So anyway, Superbrew. Yeah, City 7-0. You know it's only 45-1, that result.
What?
7-0 is only 45-1.
They're throwing goals in, aren't they?
If it goes to 9, then it goes up to like 450. But I think 9-1 or 9-2 or something. But do you know what I mean?
9's a bit ridiculous.
But yeah, fuck it. We'll go out. If it comes in, it comes in. If not. West Ham is the early kickoff in it, the Spurs on Saturday, and they fucked me over for my fantasy team this week, especially Harry Kane, you cunt. Panicked.
Oh, Hang on.
Play my wild card.
Right, so that works. How do I get that on? Hang on. Make it full screen. Shall we? Do you want to see the drone fuck up before we get into the fixtures?
Go on then, just get on.
Right, so took my drone for a fly, and I was getting sick with it. I was getting in and out of windows. I was fucking being like a proper expert.
In and out of windows?
Yeah, windows. There's an abandoned mill down the road.
Oh, right. I thought you meant just like random people's windows. Like.
And it's like no glass windows. So like windows with no glass in them. So I thought, got to learn how to fly this thing, right? That's the most important thing in it. Flying it is the hard bit. Getting the pictures is easy. Getting the videos is easy. So I thought, let's get fucking nifty with this. Let's push the envelope and let's try and get it. Shit's insured.
Mm.
So let's fucking push the envelope a little bit. So I pushed the envelope. Let's see what happened. Not playing, is it now? Here we go. So, decides to fly it down to this little bridge here. I took it all the way up, pulled it down, and I thought, right, I'm going to go under this fucking bridge here. So just turn it round so I'm facing it right away, because now I can't actually see where it is. So I'll flip it round here like this. Face it the way I'm going.
Wave to yourself.
There's me over there on the left. So as you see me come through this bridge here, what you'll notice is it sort of just fucks off to the left, and I didn't press this. So I don't know what the fuck's happened. Has it been like a temperature change? Has it been wind? I don't know what the fuck has gone on with this. So yeah, check this out. So going through, piece of piss, and then BAM! Fucked. I might have yelped when that happened. Then I had to fucking climb over the wall and wade through the water to go and get the fucking thing. Then it set on fire.
You didn't tell me that it set on fire.
Yeah, not massively. I mean, if you look, it's there, isn't it? I mean, grab it if you want and fucking show them. It's not been like fucking completely burnt out to pieces.
All right. It still looks in pretty good nick, like.
Yeah, it's this here. So if you look in there, see there? Just that set on fire there. So you can't really see, but motherfucker set on fire. So yeah, killed it. It was like the third flight.
Oh, well. At least it's insured, anyway.
At least it's insured, and I'm sending it back to DJI, and I think I get the option there. It's still a bit fucking damp, actually, after a few days of being dried off, but whatever. So, I think it takes them 2 to 3 to 4 weeks to sort it out and send it back to you, but at least it's insured. But yeah, fucking fucked it.
It's because you got too giddy with your Amazon Prime next day delivery, and...
Well, I was purposely going out to fly because I didn't want, like, the first time I'm getting used to it is while I'm shooting in Bilbao. So, I've been in Bilbao I'm trying to step it up and do like a little bit of a mini documentary. And like, as I was saying, I fled Bilbao being fucking mint, like super hospitality. Like, they allowed us into the training ground to watch first team training, into their offices to interview the sporting director who couldn't have fucking done more. They asked us if we wanted press access. I was like, no, I want to sit in the fans. So I want to get the vibe and everything like that. It was fucking great. It's a great historical club. As I was walking around there, I found a ticket stub from exactly a year before Munich when we played them in our first European Cup run in the 66-67 season. They're doing it right, aren't they? 80% of their academy players, 80% of their first team players have come through the academy. Mad. That's insane. One of the things that he says, so I've got a podcast, a warm down podcast coming out with Jose Maria Amoroto, who is their sporting director, and he says when we get under 11s in, he goes, one or two will be first team players. He goes, that's our stats. He goes, when it gets to like 16, 17, 18, he goes, it might be three, it might be four, it might be five, it might be six. And you're like, how the fuck are they able to produce? But they've got to invest in those kids. Like, they've got to be patient. They've got to develop them kids. They can't just, like, bin a kid.
But that's what everyone else does, though, don't it?
Yeah.
Bin a kid. Like, I think we said before, they don't tell you what areas you need to go on to develop.
Exactly. They can't.
They just expect you to do it, and if not, then they fuck you off and they go and get another kid.
They almost want to just hoard the best kids. They don't want to make... And that's one of the criticisms that City Academies and Chelsea Academies got at the moment, is that they've got phenomenal talents, but they're not developing the talents. They're just collecting talent, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you guys? Whereas United aren't winning stuff at these under-15s, under-16s, under-17, 18 level. They're not winning stuff, but we're producing first-team players, and you've got to say, well, why is that? And which system's right now? It might be right on one end, it might be right on the other end. So I'm not doing a review of the game yesterday. I'm doing a preview for Southampton. Dave's done a class video from this week, though. Yeah. He's done a scouting on Griezmann. So it's pretty good, because I tell you
well, what. Well, it looks like it's on now, doesn't it?
What, with Costa going there?
Costa's gone. £50 million.
That's insane. For a guy that's on strike.
I know.
Fucking insane.
I tell you what, they don't want anyway. Off the ball.
They do well getting transfer fees. Off the ball, Griezmann was pants off good. Like, unbelievable. He made that shit happen. He was the difference in the teams. He was evenly matched through keeper, defence, midfield. They had Griezmann, they didn't have Griezmann. That was it. Simple. So, yeah.
You drop him in that team.
In United's team. Yeah. I think I've said to you, Anna, Mata's contract's at the end of the season's done, right? I really think that Mata's going. And I think he said to Mourinho, like, let me have a good season. And he said to him, give me a good season, we'll let you go, I'll play you. Give me a fucking good season. And he is, at the moment, he's playing pretty well.
He was awesome last night for the first 45 he played, and then he'd come off, didn't he? But probably just to rest him, think you've done enough there, and take it to bed.
So I think you just literally swap the role that Griezmann's playing for Atletico for the role that Mata's fulfilling in this team as that right-hand side forward with license to drift. Yeah. And I think United go up a lot of levels. Let's do the Super Brew stuff. We've also got some pretty good news. We can get you half price on the Sportsman's Dinner tickets if you're in the Stockport area. Statman Dave's just uploaded the video. Don't check it out just yet, but definitely do check it out. It's a good video. And I think you'll like my cameraman skills. And you'll see my new camera in action. The bits where he's on the bridge, that's where my new camera. And it's fucking... I've just shown him.
Yeah, slick.
Right, so let me get my app up. Super Brew. You guys can play along with us as well.
We've got 200 in the group now.
Go on, lads. Right, if you want to get in the mix on a group... Right, hang on. We need to do this, don't we? There is 20 grand. Like, seriously, there's 20 bag on offer here. Like, not even kidding. Oh, hang on. Why is that playing again? Let's get rid of that. So there's 20 grand on offer with Super Brew. Not even kidding. This is my not joking face. 20 grand on offer if you can predict all the scores from the Premier League this weekend. It's that simple. It is literally that simple. If you can predict it, then it's cash, cash, money, money, money time for you. And it's free to enter. So if you want to enter and you just want to have a go of it, hit the link in the description below. Download Super Brew. You have to use that link below and that takes you straight into my group. Otherwise, you have to fuck about trying to like apply to come in and all that. No one can be asked doing that sort of shit, do they? So, first up. Is that the first one? That's not the first one, is it?
No, that was last week.
All right, okay.
You're on round six.
Why is it? Just took me straight to that one then.
First up's West Ham Spurs.
Right, West Ham Spurs. So we got to say, West Ham started to turn the form around. Totally dog shit for the first few games. 3 losses, 1 win. Spurs, I reckon Spurs away from home. What have you gone for?
I went 3-1 Spurs.
I'm going to go 2-1 Spurs. I think it's a little bit closer because it's a London derby, but... Fucking Spurs are winning that one. West Ham a bit shite.
Well, Spurs, it's the Wembley thing, isn't it? I know they say it's not, but like Swansea last week, yeah.
Burnley and Huddersfield, both a bit indifferent. 2 wins, 1 loss.
Oh, Burnley have been solid. You know, the thing of the teams that they've gone to play, they've gone to Chelsea away 1. All right, that was the opening day. They drew at Spurs away, and they've just drawn away at...
2-0.
John away at Liverpool. I'm gonna say solid. That five points out of 9 from those three grounds. You can't argue with that. So I want Burnley 2-0 for this.
I'm going to say 1-1 just because I don't want to go with the same. Like even if I'm not going the same score, I don't want the same.
Don't look at my shit then.
You've got Bournemouth who've been fucking turd, and Everton who've been on a real slip of late.
Whoa! How's this fucking? I didn't pick that.
Fucking. I'm going to say Everton turn it round here, and I'm going to say they grind out a 2-1 win over Bournemouth.
Yeah, that's what I meant to put, but good job I checked because I put Bournemouth to win 2-1.
All right, so I've not even looked and gone for the same fucking thing. No. City over Palace. I think you've got a... Lads, what are you saying?
Nah, it's probably going to be fuck all, but... The thing is, with these predictors, is like...
Someone's saying the link don't work? Is that the Super Brew link's not working? It should do. I mean, I've literally just copied what the what we use every week, so it should work. Let me just check. Oh, hang on. I know what I need to do. I need to put the HTTP bit in it. 2 seconds, Turkish. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, the thing with the predictors is that there's random results that are coming through.
Oh, of course it is. It always is. That's what bookies live on.
I'm not fucking saying I love City and what I want to see him win 7-0. It's just that, you know, if any result's going to have Gary Goals in it, it's going to be them, isn't it? You would imagine.
Undoubtedly.
So, just thought, fuck it, go for 7-0. Right. Palace hadn't scored, lost all five.
I think that's now working.
I watched them last week against Southampton, and they just look poor, man.
7-0's a mental call, though. Right. Fucking mental call.
But you would have said 6-0 was a mental call last week. You would have said Watford, Watford have had a decent start, do you know what I mean?
7-0's a... Right, the link is now blue. You should be able to check out
the what they like? They're fair weathers, aren't they? Brew.
Of course they are. Right. So I'm going to say 5-1.
Oh, alright.
So 7-0.
No. But you gave Palace a goal is fucking a bit ridiculous.
I know.
They haven't scored.
I know. It's coming, though. What if it's Timbo? Right, Southampton United, 3-1.
Southampton,
United, obviously.
Southampton don't score well, so I've gone for 3-0 United.
Yeah, I like Tadic, though. I think he's a good player. I think he's probably going to get it, you know.
Nah.
Stoke and Chelsea.
I see Stoke winning this, because Stoke have fucking raised the game to play us. But I think Chelsea seems to have got a bit between the teeth again. Hazard's back. I think he'll...
They've gone on a good little run, haven't they? They do look a bit fresh.
They got beaten. It was Chelsea. Oh, Chelsea. Yeah, they look solid. Obviously, that game last week against Arsenal could have gone either way, couldn't it?
Mm.
But I've gone 3-2 Chelsea on this. I think there'll be goals from both sides.
Yeah, I'm going to say 1-1. Didn't Lattin strike twice? Can Stoke beat them, lads?
Oh, you can. They've got the offensive players.
I'm just trying to think. When Chelsea have come up against another team playing three at the back, they look great.
Stoke don't always play three at the back, though.
They have done this season.
No, Zouma plays right back. They had Vimmer and...
They've played three at the back all season. I'm sure they have.
No. They've got Eric Peters playing left back, Shawcross and Vimmer. And then... Zuma's been playing right back.
I can't remember what I went. Draw. I'm gonna stay 1-0. Fuck it. Swansea and Watford. Now these are all over the fucking gaff, aren't they? Mm-hmm. These Watford, obviously on the back of a kick in last week to City. What do you guys think in the comments? What do you think? Stoke 2-1. A couple of people going Stoke 2-1. Will saying Stoke 2-0. Yash to Stoke 2-1 at Chelsea says Will. No David Luiz. That'll be a blow.
Yeah, it will, but.
I'm going with you lot. I'm going to say 2-1, you know.
Okay.
I'm saying 2-1 Stoke. Fuck it.
You're going for it.
Let's have a party. Swansea and Watford. I don't know how you separate these two. They're both a bit fucking ordinary at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. I've gone for Watford. Because I think they have, other than last week, they have been quite solid.
Draw, win, loss. Two losses, two draws for Swansea.
Marco Silva's done well for him, beginning of the season.
He gets results, doesn't he, Marco Silva? He's not bad, you know. The other's a right wing back is fucking awful. How someone as a professional club's not seeing that day in, day out at training. Like, oh, so are we really fucking playing him now? Like,
it's just filling in,
right? What have you gone for?
2-1 Watford on that.
I'm going to say 1-0 Watford. I see them getting nailed. Right. Leicester and Liverpool. Is Lightning striking twice?
Oh, definitely.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I've got Leicester winning this. Oh, I had Leicester winning in the cup game at the week.
I had them in my ACCA for the middle of the week. I didn't tweet it.
They were virtually 3-1 at home to win Leicester.
I didn't tweet it because by the time I got the video out, like my bet was already down, so I didn't tweet it.
I got 3-1 Leicester on this.
I'm going to say 2-1 Liverpool.
Lovren and Matip might both be out.
That might be a good thing for us.
Well, yeah. if they might play like Joe Gomez at the back with that Clavani shit.
Brighton, Newcastle.
Oh, this will be boring.
They've just picked up 3 wins on the bounce, though, Newcastle.
Well, yeah, I can see Newcastle winning and it being a tight game.
What you said?
1-0. 1-0 Newcastle.
Say
1-0. Yeah, you can go for it.
I'm going to go 2-1.
Whatever.
The arse against West Brom, that's a game that they... Oh, they could lose, actually. That's a game they could fuck up, you know.
Yeah, I mean... West Brom have... They had a great start, but then they kind of been a bit hit and miss, aren't they? So I think Arsenal will win, but just about.
Right.
2-1.
There's a quick summary of all of mine, if we can find a way where it focuses and gets them in. Come on, you slag. There we go. Hang on, I know what I can do. Let's just see the power of being able to like throw these up really quick using this. I think I can get these on screen inside like 10 seconds. Should we time me?
Let's do it.
All right. Airdrop is on. If it airdrops it, we're getting it in. Boom. All right. It's in there. Downloads. What the fuck is happening there? There we go. Downloads. So, added. There we go. That's really big. What happened there? Right then, so we'll go through these. So this is my picks for the week on Super Brew. And if you want to play, you can have your chance to win $20,000, courtesy of Super Brew. Free to enter. I mean, literally, free to enter.
Okay, involved community. You can have chat on there as well, but...
Yeah, he's got like a banter section, hasn't he? Why is that playing again?
No one's... I had a look at it before. No one's
so, you can over. Win...
wow, look at that.
Well, get over it. So, Tottenham 2, West Ham 1, Burnley and Huddersfield 1-1 draw, Everton 2, Bournemouth 1. These are all on the screen, aren't they? Just checking. Yep. City beating Crystal Palace, Everton beating Bournemouth, Southampton losing to United, Stoke beating Chelsea, Swansea losing to Watford, Leicester losing to Liverpool, Brighton losing to quite a few away wins there. So it's quite a few away ones.
Most of my dream team is playing away this week.
Arsenal to cock it up against West Brom. So what do you think of that? Let us know your picks in the comments. Hit us up on Twitter. Screenshot all your picks like that. I'll retweet some of the ones that are going for it. I went for a draw. I went for a draw for Arsenal. Yeah, I've gone for West Brom are solid, I think. You know, it's Tony Pulis, man. If anyone can fuck about with Arsene Wenger, it's Tony Pulis. He loves it. Really? He legitimately stays up at night for this shit going. Well, maybe he does it like this. But anyway, that is Super Brew. If you want to join us on Super Brew, listen, free to enter. You can win $20,000 just for putting in 10 scores. And if you get them right, you win $20,000. And you can win from a jersey with 6, and then it's like $1,000, couple of grand, $5,000, etc. for all the way up to your 10. So definitely check it out. Link is in the description below. Couple of hundred in the group.
Do we know if anyone's ever won that as of yet?
I asked the guy that has been in touch with us that sorted it out, can he get me stats on like what people have got? And he said he's going to send them to me. He's not sent them to me yet.
Yeah.
But I think if you go into the app, there's shows like what people have got. Because it's like a league table, isn't there? Tournaments. No, it's not that one. Dashboard?
Yeah.
Hang on. I think I said, did I say 4-0? Oh, no, I said 2-1 last week. So let's go through last week's, just quickly. So last week, I said 2-1, United and Everton, it was 4-1. I said 2-0 Chelsea, and it was 0-0. I said 3-1 Tottenham and Swansea, 0-0. I said 2-1 Leicester, that was 1-1. Jesus, I was shit last week. I got Liverpool and Burnley drawing, but not the right draw. I thought West Brom was going to beat West Ham, they didn't. I got City beating Watford. Obviously, but not by that much. I got the Newcastle and Stoke result the wrong way around, and I got the Southampton Palace result the wrong way around.
What did I get? Fucking hell. I got fuck all last week. I got the only right results I got.
So I got like 5 points, I think, last week.
The only right results I got were City to win and United to win. I was close with the score, but 4-0 United. 3-0 United. But yeah, other than that, I was fucking woeful. Didn't get nothing. Oh, fuck it.
Yash in the comments says you're getting the new iPhone. No, it wasn't Yash. It was Will. Sorry. I'm going to get it. Yeah.
All right. All right. Of course he is, this fucking guy.
Well, my shit's up. Yeah. But my shit's up anyway.
What are you going to get? What are you going to get? The 8?
I'm getting it.
Or the X?
I'm not getting the 8.
I seen someone tweet saying, yeah, why are you going to get the 8? The 8's not going to give it you. DMX reference. But yeah.
And no one knows any taxi numbers. I can't tell what the crack is in here because there was people that have already played elsewhere.
Yeah.
Mike Addison is top of our league. I don't know what that means. there's a few people in here, a few names in here. Stingers is in here. Recognise him from the comments. Adam's in here. There's some names I recognise in here from people that I know is in the comments. So well done to all you guys.
Because, like, where else are they coming from?
Okay. It's a good point. It's a very well made point. But how many are we in here?
Is Super Brew on Android, someone's asking.
Yes, that is Android and iPhone, iOS. I believe, yes. So yeah, I saw the picture of how fucking pathetic Angel looks. Like, they've just gone for generic black kid, haven't they?
I've not seen it.
It's fucking, it's garbage. But yeah, I'm going for the X. I like it. I'm not sure how this facial recognition shit works.
Fuck that. I mean, well, you get facial recognition anyway. You use Snapchat, don't you? So
I guess
that's already got your face mapped, and you're on every fucking camera anyway.
Yeah. So whatever. So are you? Yeah. You think you're sitting here like,
you don't know my name, motherfucker? Wipe my name.
Oh my fucking god. So yeah, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get the new watch as well. You got the iPhone Watch 2, haven't you? They're doing
the Apple Watch 3.
iPhone Watch.
Yeah. We're talking about the 3, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get the 3. It does calls and that on there. I think
and you said you're also going to pay for the data with VE.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
You know me, son.
I know. Steve's the type of guy who subscribe to, like, Reader's Wives and all that shit. You know what I mean? Anything that's got a subscription on it. Oh, mate, yeah.
Not always.
Like, remember them magazines back in the day where you get the first one for 99p, introductory price, and then
somewhere like 300 quid.
Yeah, and you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to start that. I'm going to build myself a fucking time machine or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Nice. I do love a subscription. Subscribe to Monday Almag. It's a fucking good magazine.
Monday
Almag. I like it.
Subscribe to nothing.
Got some big shit popping off over the next week, especially. Some stuff that I can't tell you about just yet, but if it comes off, then it's absolutely banging. We are pushing on with the studio. Dave.
Got your internet sorted.
Oh my god. Right? So, me and Dave have been looking at getting a studio in Manchester to record some stuff together. And also for us to take this podcast to the next level, because, like, this is like a graphic foam board at the moment.
It's real.
Yeah, it's real wood, that. And that's a real shelf as well. With a real flat ball on it behind him. It's a real shirt, at least. You can see the fucking edge of it, yeah. So this is a Foamex board, but what I want is like a real studio to record these, because this is in my house. And as much as I like doing this podcast, obviously Ben can come around here. Ben's my fucking mate, but like when I want to push out with the guests, it's not really fucking professional to be ringing people around my fucking house, is it?
Nah, it's a bit out of the way.
Yeah. So I don't want to fucking bother doing that sort of shit. So, centre of Manchester, nice little studio in there, real fucking top draw podcast set, so we can start bringing people in there, and I can get myself a nice little Joe Rogan version of Young Jamie. To sit there and help us, you know, throw gifts up and stuff like that. And maybe even change them once a week. And that's all in the pipeline real soon. And they told us we had to apply. They said there was several people interested. They told us we had to apply. And they emailed us yesterday, said that they think we're a good fit for the unit and would like to offer us that space.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what they say to everyone, to be fair.
Well, I was just going to say, you know,
you got to create demand.
So,
they told us what the crack was going to be. The internet, right? It was 85 quid a month for uno mego, right? For 1 meg. And I was like, holy shit. 1 meg. That's fucking dear. So, we can't upload on 1 meg. No. This is 20 meg upload and 100 meg download that I've got in here. So I said, well, what's like fucking 20 meg gonna cost me? 225 quid a month for internet. Holy shit. Dedicated line, fat pipeline that's coming in, so it will be
crisp.
20 meg. But fuck me. Like, it's not 1997. Like, how's internet that fucking expensive, is it? So,
can you not like hardwire your own internet?
No, that's the problem. You can't. It's a mill, and we're on the first floor of like 6 floors, so you ain't getting any Wi-Fi. No. Cellular internet coming through there. You've got to go on off. You have to hardwire in for streaming anyway. So that's been a bit of a blow because we budgeted like, I think we can afford this. Now that's coming on top, we've gone, hang on, I'm going to have to fucking go sit down and fucking scratch our nuts a little bit here. So we haven't said yes to it yet because of the internet thing. But there might be some developments in the next week or two, which covers it anyway. So before Christmas, we could have our own little fucking little studio and... I'm going to see if Brian wants to come down.
Going to have a canteen in that as well. Do we get food and shit?
It does have makeup. A little kitchen, but no, there's no makeup. I'm going to see if Brian wants to come and be on the first one that we do. Do you want to open it? That'd be a good little fucking guest on it. What's you guys saying in the comments? We're going to get to the title in a second for reals. Angel has more potential by 3 than Sancho. You can't really go off the FIFA ratings and that, mate. Like, they literally give him the shittest rating available because he played 12 minutes of first-team football. Like, don't worry about it. It's not. Don't worry about it. Is it not possible to share the FTD space? It might have been possible. We just want our own space. Because, obviously, there's a lot of filming goes on in there. And we might want to be filming at the same time. And ultimately, just want our own space. So that's that. Studios in Media City are... not ideal, to be honest, because actually it's a bit of a fucking ball ache to get in and out of. Town isn't the easiest place to get in and out of, but for like guests and, you know, for people that we're trying to work with, it's really close to everyone that we're trying to work with. So it's ideal for where we want to be. Right, let's talk about the fucking title. So Phil Neville's come out and said Marcus Rashford is on the same level as Mbappe, same level as Dembele. And I've seen a lot of people flipping out on both sides. Because people like a flip out, don't they? Let's fucking face it. What do you reckon?
Why not?
Come here for football talk. Soz.
Why not? I mean, in one way, this is his first year in Champions League. So Mbappe obviously ripped it up last year in Champions League.
Did he?
And Dembele didn't do too bad either until they met Monaco, was it? So... It's probably there or thereabouts. I mean, the way that he started this season, you know, the only thing that was missing from his game was goals or a more consistent goal output, which he's got 5 now this season. So
He has got 5, but he's shit against Everton.
Oh yeah, oh he's pony. He just looked off the pace, didn't he?
He looked drunk. I'm not suggesting he was drunk, but that's what he looked like. Well, maybe
he was in homage to your boy on the other side. No, but. You can have off days, can't you?
Of course you can. So, and that's like the first real one I can really remember of his.
And the thing is, you know, he's at the age where you're not expecting him to be that consistent week in, week out. It's not like it's his peak. He's not 24, where he knows what other games are all about. He's still learning.
Oh, massively. Like I said, his trajectory has been enormous because he was like an above-average academy player who got a chance and has had to adjust on the fly big time. This wasn't someone whose career path... was maybe set a little bit like Dembele's was, or you know, someone who's come in where the pressure's not on as well. He's coming at Manchester United in the worst time to be a Manchester United player.
It's all fallen right for him, hasn't he? Score. Yeah, well, you say it's all fallen right, but we know for a fact he puts the work in. So,
yeah, he's obsessed, and I love that about him.
Like, your talent.
Matt Dino in the comments here said, because he's English, his ability gets overlooked and he's described as typical English traits like work hard, grafts, which he does. But yeah, you're right, and Matt's right. His talent is there.
I mean, I spoke to people.
There's holes in his game. It's the complete package.
I spoke to people who said all he does is knock it past you and run without his pace. And I was like, are you mad? He's got skills.
He's got tricks. He's got good vision. He's got a good pass. His cross from the right, it's from the left's not great. From the right, he's got a fucking brilliant crossing in, perfect. His free kicks are improving.
Oh, yeah,
There's areas of his game, he's pushing all corners.
He steps up in big, like last season, when Zlatan got injured, you thought, fuck, Tassel's done for.
Yeah, knockout stages of the Europa League.
And he's scoring goals, semi-finals to give you that, you know, give you that edge.
What I will say is, it's something that Jaden asks me this all the time, who's better, him or him? And I fucking hate that question, right? Because it's on a day. Like, on a day, in a team, in a system. You know, there's variables that you can't really say. For definite, this guy's better than this guy, and this guy's better than... Some you can, right? If I had to say to Darren Anderton, Paul Scholes, you'd be like, fucking Paul Scholes. Yeah. But do you know what? More often, these questions come down to players that are pretty similar in level of ability, aren't they? And I say, you go Dembele, Rashford, and Mbappe. There are a bunch of players that are really exciting with a lot of potential. And I think that's what you just got to leave it at.
The thing is because Rashford is not going anywhere.
And they're all rapid.
They're not going to be, what bracket did he put him in terms of... Because is that where he wants to be? Like, you know, Mbappe wanted to move. And obviously Monaco can't turn down that amount of cash.
Let me throw this one at you though, right? Because I know for a fact that Barcelona did inquire about Rashford. The end of last season.
Yeah, because at the end of last season.
Yeah, at the end of last season.
But why though? Because they had no money.
Well, they signed Dembele.
Only because they sold Neymar.
Yeah, but maybe that was on the cards.
Nah, they wouldn't
someone
know.
On the cards.
Nah, there's no way that they knew. If they'd have known that was on the cards, they panicked it. Their fucking arse went towards the end of summer, and they was trying to fucking Coutinho will give you 150. Like, get the fuck out of here. There's no way. They, as you know, we'd say that guy on Twitter, that Rafa Hernandez, he was laying on there like they haven't got the money to do that. You know, they need to do, you know, all the board's corrupt. They signed like Deulofeu for fucking 10.5 million euros because they had that buyback option. And you know, they weren't not putting in the same effort, and they wasn't in for anyone. They wasn't going for players like Mbappe or Dembele before they got that money from Neymar.
Maybe. Maybe they wanted knowledge price was or something.
Maybe. I think they didn't think that Neymar was going anywhere, and they was like, yeah, whatever. PSG ain't ever going to pull out 220 million euros.
It might have been planning for next year, for the year after, maybe. But I know that for an actual fact, they inquired about the availability and what would the reception be like. And they was told...
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, basically. I was trying to think of a polite way to say it, but yeah, ultimately they got told to go fucking sling it. Marcus Rashford is a red, and that is that. And I think that's a brilliant fucking trait. And
if you're in the open market, he's going for more than 100 mil, based on it is.
And Angel Gomez in the same different style of situation. If he doesn't get his chance, Barcelona have been sniffing around this kid for 4 or 5 years. Mm. There's Premier League teams, there's top European clubs that would fucking that would pick him up tomorrow and fucking piggyback him to wherever they play.
Well, the thing is it's highlighted now, like obviously Jadon Sancho going to Dortmund and taking that, but
yeah, one of the Willocks going to Benfica.
There's loads of
British talent
starting
to move
about. Going, like, I can't remember the article.
I think it's a really good thing.
I was reading, but there was quite a few that have gone to Germany because they're getting an opportunity to play.
German football's good as well.
Yeah, like, it's not like you're going to...
It's a good standard.
Yeah, you're not going to Scotland.
And the fans are good, and like the vibe
culture,
of the... Yeah, the vibe of it all is good. It's a fucking good place to play football.
It's not too far.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a first world European country, because actually some of parts of Spain fucking aren't.
Mm.
That's what you guys are saying in the comments. Sané above Rashford, are you mad? Sané don't even start.
Rashford is worth 100 mil, this guy, man, is he a City fan, this Raman?
Where?
Says Rashford is 100 mil, Jesus is worth 300 mil.
Rashford wouldn't get into the City squad. Of course not, he's Mancunian.
And he's homegrown.
Yeah, and he's homegrown. Oh, you having that one? Now, I've seen a lot of City fans doing a bit of history revisionism over Sancho. Saying the kid's attitude was wrong and this, that and the other. The kid is fucking magic. And your manager came out and said, I'm not going to play the youth. So what's he going to do? He's like, the fuck am I doing here then, wasting my fucking time? He's absolutely quality. That's exactly what I would expect. Now, you can't say that's the same situation for Gomez and players like that at United, because Mourinho hasn't said that. He's not said that about Tuan Zebe. He's gone, the kid is quality and I will try and play him where I can.
Disappointed he weren't even in the squad yesterday.
Yeah, well, he's injured. So.
Oh, right. No, there you go. Then fucking
up. Gomez isn't. I thought there might have been a chance that Gomez.
Well,
been in the mix.
The thing is as well, the squad is they needed to, the players that played needed the game time because they have, I guess, they not played as much.
There's also some weird areas of the team that we're pretty, you know, fucking thinning, like wingers. No, if not wingers, you know, wide forwards at least. We're a bit thin on the ground in those.
Well,
and there's nobody in the academy that you can really bring in. No one's at that level at all. Eddie says, danger of the media getting on Rashford's back and harming his potential once they realise his potential. Yeah,
I don't think he'll listen to it anyway. Maybe. The same way, like, when Beckham got fucking hounded out by the press and United just rallied around him, the entire club, obviously the fans as well. And he didn't that affect him, because that was straight after the World Cup, and he was amazing that season.
The best season ever. Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. So I think
don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
Legendary 628 says, name a player over than Messi that has a better footwork than Marshall. There are players that have got better footwork than him, undoubtedly. Ah, but he's close control for people that sort of size. Yeah. Like, it's weird, isn't it? It's almost like original Ronaldo. Like, Joey, it sticks to his foot. It's a joy to watch. Yeah, I love that.
Some of the little rolls he was doing yesterday, and you're like, wow. I mean, that one for where he won the penalty on Sunday.
He's fucking unbelievable,
like,
isn't it?
How's he just done that? And he just like flicked it out. And
his introduction to the Premier League against Liverpool
was
redonkulous.
Yeah. I mean, he got a little bit of luck with that one, but he still tried it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it wasn't an accident.
And he looks like, Jose looks like he's got, I mean, I think I said it, because obviously Ashley Young played well and Fellaini played well against Bale last week. It looks like everyone looks like they're firing, ready, you know, at a bit to take their opportunity.
Mourinho's big on mentality. And I think mentality can take you a long fucking way. When attitude, if it's wrong, can have a big detriment, I think the right attitude, the right mentality can take you a long fucking way. Mm. And I think there's a couple of players I've got question marks over at the moment who, you know, I think Herrera looks off the boil a little bit. There's obviously contractual issues that could be behind that. But for the most part, everybody in the squad seems to be pulling the same way.
Yeah.
And I mean, I actually don't think we'd have that if Wayne Rooney was here at the moment.
Hell, I don't know, because he was here last year and he got phased out, wasn't it? Jose phased him out like he phased fucking birds out.
Sorry. Oh, you got Paul G'd. Don't text.
Yeah, you just start texting him less and less, and then until they get the message, see ya. And then what else do you do?
Got red button to fuck. I think there's a lot of players that have got really good footwork in world football, but Marshall's, I'm enjoying watching.
I mean, it's
great that we've got options.
You know, if you look at him from where he was last season, he looked so unhappy, and it's like, oh, he's, you know, Mourinho don't like him. Mourinho's like said, look.
Yeah, he's never said that.
Nah. And he had a lot of personal issues. Now he looks like he's had some.
Slinging dick around all over the place. Fair play to you. Get your swagger in your step.
He's 24 inch penis.
What if Lukaku does have a 24-inch penis, though? I don't think he does, but...
My man with that picture that always gets photoshopped and everything.
Yeah, speak to Illy. Fucking hell.
I got him with one today, though.
With Illida?
Nah, I got him with one, yeah. Like, I sent this... What is this morning? I don't know. It's the one where... It's about Lukaku, but then it's... Yes. Oh, fucking hell.
Gomez should be coming on as a sub over McTominay. Burton were awful. Yeah, I don't know what the crack is there with that one.
Yeah, so it's like,
I would have known that was coming.
Yes, like, the thing is now, though, right? Like, my mate sent me a video last week. Well, he sent it to two of us.
Just not clicking on it?
I clicked on it because I was like, just waiting for this fucking to pop up. But it weren't. It was just like, it was a pretty decent video, to be fair. But like, both of me and my mate was like, I was just waiting for my guy with his dick cap out to come out, because that's what you expect in any picture.
Off Philly.
No, we're off Philly. It was one of my other mates, but I was like, yeah, well.
Goal prediction for the season for Marshall and Rashford is both neck and neck. I don't know. But do you know what? This is what we wanted.
Well, if they both score 15.
We both won five after a fucking month of the season. Mint, right? Mint. Because what we said last year is we was too reliant on Zlatan. And the one thing that I said is Lukaku brings other players into the game because you've got to mark that big silly cunt.
And because of the space he creates when he runs down the channel because it opens it up, and that's what it wasn't happening.
Weekend against Everton, he pulled Jagielka all over the fucking place. Jagielka didn't know what postcode he was in.
He was running all three of them. Like, it was one man and they didn't know what was going on. No. I mean,
I think their organisation's shite. Anyway.
Yeah, but how glad are you that we didn't sign Michael Keane? He looks so slow. He looked really nervous.
Well, he'd have been the same choice as Lindelof is at the moment, so.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, that's what. One of the unseen things that Lukaku brings to the team is the fact that he drags other players out of the place and he allows people in behind and he allows other players to score goals. And I said more players are going to score goals this year because of what Lukaku does. Didn't expect it to be this many so early.
No.
But look, Mkhitaryan's throwing stuff all over the fucking place.
Well, if Mkhitaryan released the ball slightly earlier as well, we'd probably be scoring even fucking more goals.
I still thought he was man of the match at weekend. But I think he made a few mistakes. But he's trying things, and I'm happy with that. I'll always accept someone trying something in that final third. I see my arse when you do it outside the box and stuff.
Mm.
Love Marshall speaking English after the game. I only saw Dave showing it me last night, and he said, "Look, since state of his accent."
Nice, is he?
It's better than my French.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for him. Like I said, I don't like ranking players on definite, like, because things change on a fucking day to day basis with them. It's madness, isn't it?
Depends on the team, the system, and everything. Everyone's got to come together.
He's not left me alone since I come in.
I missed you.
Probably misses me. I today on Time Hop from 2009 was all the pictures like Joe that we got sent to buy him from when he was a proper little pup. I don't think we can get him on the screen.
Oh, to be honest, I'm not really asked about your dog.
Not
that. Is that small?
Yeah. Look at him. Little fucking wedge with his tongue hanging out. Yeah, that was him. Okay. With all his little mates.
Oh, and he rips him from his mother's womb.
We did. That's probably why he's got a bad shoes now. Sure. He shakes when you leave the house. My dog's just fucking walking around behind the camera. Friend, is like, "What are you two dickheads on about? Can we just sing the Lukaku song?" I come up with a fucking belter of a line just by accident yesterday because Dave started saying it, and Belgian scoring genius with a mate who's big and Swedish. You ever that? But you know what? The fact that people have kicked off about it, the fact that he's come out and made a statement, the fact that United have come out and made a statement, do you know what's going to happen?
Yeah.
The whole ground's going to sing it at the next home game. That's what's going to happen. That is exactly what's going to happen. Don't try and tell a fucking load of football fans that they can say something and they can't say something.
Whatever. If people want to say it, they're going to say it, aren't they? You're not going to stop them.
That's exactly how it's going to go down. I'm fucking tired.
Oh, mate, it's this week. I've been fucking getting stressed out. These phone calls. Oh, yeah. They might edit. But Friday tomorrow.
Is everyone who's watching subscribed, by the way? Because if you don't know already, this is the new podcast channel. And all the podcasts are coming on here. And if we get the studio. I don't think he was impressed with that line. I think you're fucking dissing my songwriting abilities. If you're not subscribed to the podcast channel, subscribe. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the notification button as well and get an email every time we go live so you're not waiting around for ages going, where the fuck are these dickheads? But once we do move into that studio, which is going to happen soon, once we move into the studio, there's going to be two podcasts a week, hopefully. And loads more content coming out across all the channels. So get subscribing.
Doing that.
Yeah. Oh, Sportsman's.
Oh, yeah. It's on the 6th of October. So it's only, 2 weeks tomorrow, is it? I think it is.
Yeah. We're doing the 24-hour podcast after, the day after.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Might be busy that one. So 2 weeks tomorrow at it's Alma Lodge in Stockport.
And we get if
anyone's there, yeah. So tickets are, well, they should be £50, but I had a phone call yesterday and just said, look, just got the last, table now, or just table and a half, basically, that's ready to go. So they will sell it, so it's going to move. But tickets were £50, and he said, oh, you know, anyone who wants to sort it out, I can get you. Well, I'll do it you for £25. So if you're interested, you want to go, it's Gary Pallister, Dennis Irwin, and David May. Free course meal, and you get a professional photo with all three. So I think that's worth £25.
£25,
do you know what I mean? Yeah?
Pay more than that for a meal alone.
Yeah, so it'll be good, dude. Like, obviously, we've been to him before. We've hosted him before. And the guy who hosts him, there'll be the comedian on there. There'll be the raffle. So there'll be plenty of prizes and stuff to win. So
there's a link in the description below for it. It's just a sportsman's dinner and a link if you want to check that out. And if you want to get on there, hit me or Ben up on Twitter and we'll sort it out with you. Because I think it might be the full price still on that link.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for what he said if anyone wants anything, just contact him direct and he goes, he'll sort it out. So, I think we're going,
as far as I know, anyway. I think we're going.
Well, yeah, I think so.
So, it might be an early night for us if we're doing a 24-hour podcast the day after, but, you know, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, £25. Can't argue.
I need to speak to the mayor this week. So the mayor
Dropping the name, yeah.
The mayor has said that he's going to come and do a 24-hour podcast with us. He's not going to do 24 hours. He's going to come sit to us and talk to us about
where we're going to do that.
We're doing it at the landing, where the foosball table is.
Oh, right.
Okay. So there's a TV screen there. So, in fact, sure, we're going to spend 5 minutes here now. Right? You guys, give us some ideas. What do you want to see us do for a 24-hour podcast? Because that's about 24 hours long, right? Which means that we're going to need some shit to fill it up. We're going to have footy manager.
I can't even stay awake for fucking 8 hours, me, let alone 24.
We're going to have footy manager. We're going to have FIFA.
FIFA will be out then as well, won't it?
Yeah, we will have the new FIFA.
Well, we were supposed to have fucking Pro Evo, but, you know.
We can figure that out, maybe. Yeah. So, we're definitely going to have FIFA. We're definitely going to have Pro Evo. Footy manager. We need some ideas for people that are realistic that we can get down to come and speak to us. We're going to be raising money for the homeless in Manchester, and then we're going to go out and give... We're gonna buy some homeless packs with all the sort of essentials that some homeless people need to help get them through, and then we're gonna go and give them out just before Christmas.
Shit's getting cold already, now.
Exactly. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna try and raise some money for a good cause. The mayor of Manchester's committed to giving like a percentage of his salary to the homeless cause in Manchester, and there's loads of people that we need to be speaking to about that sort of shit. So let us know, what do you want to see us do over that 24 hours, and we will try to fucking accommodate whatever we can. I'm going to try and get a load of the people that you've already seen. I'm going to see if Webby wants to come and just go chill half an hour with us. We get a couple of our mates on. I'm sure really he'll come down at some point. I'm going to try and mither like Domino's and all that lot to send us some free food throughout the night.
Ah, fuck Domino's. Go Papa John's. I love Papa John's.
Wii Sports, that's not a bad shout, Adam. I don't know if the TV there does it, so we'll all this sort of stuff I've got to try over the next few weeks.
Crawler's fighting that night. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Well, Ricky Burns.
We'll do a watch.
You'll be fucking hammered, Sam.
Well, that might mean we'll be able to get some guests because we'll still be going right through the fucking night. So we'll do a watch along with that then. Mm. We'll do that. One Matters Common Goal, yeah, we could talk about that on there as well. I think that's a fucking great idea that he's done. Any ideas that you've got for what we can do for that? Any ideas for who you think we should get on there? Someone said Gary Neville. I can get a message to Gary Neville. Whether or not he would want to come and join us, I doubt it. But it might be something that he wants to talk about, considering it's about Manchester and they're doing a lot of good for Manchester and the city. If he can come and give us 10 minutes, that'd be fucking banging. Wouldn't ask you, Jordy, after you getting Papa John's? Yeah, he'd fucking annihilate, wouldn't he?
Yo, Tom, I went to Papa John's on... Right, check this one out. So it opened on Sunday. Got a leaflet through my door. I live in Ashton as well. And I thought, well, we're going to have it. And then we were like, oh, should we just have Papa John's? And I was like, oh, Papa John's, yeah, fucking let's do this. So I rang up, ordered a pizza. I had to go and pick Jasmine up for my mum. So I thought, on the way back, I'll pick it up. So I rang up, do the pizza. And he goes, I'll come and collect it. And he goes, fucking 45 minutes. I went, I'm coming collecting it. And he went, yeah, no, we're absolutely, I'm just open today. I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Jesus.
So, yeah, I ended up going there 45 minutes.
So he gives a fucking apron, I'll help you out.
He was fucking flapping. Let me tell you, there was about 15 staff in there. Because all the dough's fresh in it, so they're fucking doing it. They were filling up like bins, you know, with rubbish. They were trying to put in like whole pizzas in there because they were burnt or whatever. And they've got like, quality guarantee where if you don't like it, it's free and obviously terms and conditions. But there were people in there waiting for orders. They were fucking just everywhere. And he's like, oh, is any guy, any of you's Ben? I was like, yeah, me. Fucking buzzing. So it was $6.99. So our pay card, oh, the card machine's not working.
Close fucking it.
Fucking close cash it. Machine's over the road. Because like, it's right next to the Tesco and Mosley Rolls. But I don't know, luckily I had cash on me anyway. But yeah, it was nice. I don't know, I had it the next day for my lunch, the leftover, and it was cold, and it was still fit.
Dave just texted me saying...
But that garlic sauce that they have got, that should be illegal, because that is fucking wellness.
Dave just texted me saying, 10 hours in the airport, fuck me. Retweet my video. I will, mate. So, yeah. Whatever we do on a 24-hour podcast, don't do a PewDiePie. I'm not going to do a PewDiePie, am I? None of the 18s or under 23 lads would be allowed to come on camera with us, unfortunately. Stingers, Rachel Ryder would be a top guest. She would be a top guest. She's not going to be here at weekends, though, unfortunately. Especially when there's no match on. Colin, am I interested in deer shooting? Yes. I bet Ben's not at the moment, but, you know. Wouldn't you even eat that? Because you know where it's come from. Sustainably sourced.
Maybe. My missus started eating meat because she's not been feeling well. But I've not. Still soldiering it.
Yes, Colin. That's something I do want to do, actually. And I've been thinking about... That's probably something for this channel. Obviously not the football channel. But I've been thinking... That
fucking get your drone up.
There's some deer shoots you can do in Scotland. Beautiful fucking scenery. And that is the place to go and harvest your own animal, really. I think anybody who eats meat, wears leather shoes or anything like that should fucking do that at least once in their life to really appreciate what's involved in taking the life of an animal and then fucking using it and that.
Anyway.
Give Dave a call and put him on speaker, shall we? Wonder if a bit of FaceTime him. Little fucking witch.
Yeah, it's going to be... It's international break, isn't it?
Yeah, it's international break that weekend, so that's why we're doing it. Let's ring him. Just going to check his number don't come up, because we fucked up with that one before.
You did?
Yeah. It wasn't a wee. Get Liam Gallagher on, not realistic. It's not realistic at all, mate. Nah, it's funny one.
Have you seen that video of him with a couple
of things? I used to have 10 fucking people doing this. Little fuck over here. Yeah, he's funny. He is fucking funny.
Oh, the one who's saying about...
Hello. Trying to put you on video. People, I'm doing my podcast. People want to see you. All right. We can't show you Dave, but he just rang us because he said the internet's not good enough. But you're on speaker, so speak to the people. Tell us about your day.
It's been interesting. Well, you know, going to the Athletic Bilbao training ground and interviewing a top fella and then spending the remaining 9 hours of the day, 10 hours of the day at an airport was less than exciting, to say the least. I didn't know really rinse the VIP area. I probably got consumed around maybe 60, 70 euros worth of quality content. You know, the champagne, the coffee, the sandwiches. It was, yeah, that was pretty good. But now I'm just sat reading the mixer.
Right, hang on. Why are you still there if your flight's not till 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Because we haven't sorted a bus out yet. Waiting for a bus to pick us up and drive us to a hotel, and then I can just chill in the hotel and go to sleep. You know, minus the Stephen House and snoring, which I
oh, fucking hell, preach to me about that shit. Jesus Christ. You said that's only when you fucking drink.
Yeah, but I drank every night. Was there.
Fuck me.
I tried headphones.
Yeah, same. Fucking three pillars on your head.
Nothing works.
Nothing does. Honestly.
All you need to do is just have a go at him. That's it. Just keep him awake all night, and then you're alright. Then you can sleep. But that
don't work either. Because then you just get a fucking. Angry
you'd be,
bear,
you'd be better off sleeping on a fucking M60 in a shower.
All right.
Exactly.
We're out of here anyway. But if they send me anything else, I'll fucking fire it over to you.
Cheers, mate. Fuck you.
See you in a bit. So go after you finish watching this, go and check out Dave's video because on Griezmann, because I saw what he was going with on it, and it was a fucking good one. But yeah, any suggestions for what we should do or have on the 24-hour show? If the qualifier's on, we're watching that. Yeah. There's going to be international football that we'll watch, so there'll be lots of watch-alongs to do. But like fucking midnight till fucking 8 a.m. is going to be a brutal shift.
Yeah, fuck that. Oh, I couldn't even be asked staying up for the fucking Canelo Triple G fight, me, mate. I'd have recorded it. watched it in the morning.
We're going to be in utter shit state. So any suggestions or something that can keep us entertained and all the rest of that sort of stuff is greatly appreciated. So that's what we're going to be doing. I've got to be finalising all of that over the next week or so. But yeah, we've got a venue. We've got a couple of guests lined up. We've got a bit of a plan for how it's going to go down. Need to finalise that this next week, and then hopefully we'll get it done. What sort of target should we aim to raise?
I might fall in sick that day, mate.
What sort of target should we be looking at to raise, do you reckon?
It's hard when you go for a target, because if you don't meet it, or whatever, or you go way above it, I don't know. What do you say? Start off somewhere low.
A grand?
Yeah.
Do you think we can get a grand? Raise a grand?
Don't know.
We'll figure it out. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Rugby League Grand Finals on that day. Yeah,
Old Trafford as well, fucking hell.
Babe stage and watch along. Yeah. I wonder if we can get any of the rugby lads on afterwards.
Maybe.
That's not a bad shout.
Should have been on the piss though.
7,500 to 10k. Do you honestly think we could raise that much? I think you're stretching a little bit there, man. Rangers and Celtics on that day. Can't see it in a national week.
No.
Whatever. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to subscribe if you haven't already. Please start leaving some reviews on the Warm Down podcast, and this one will be back on iTunes this week. I promise you, it's on my list of to do. So thank you for watching. We'll see you in a bit.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.